It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. You can find more news about Chatham County online at the Chatham News and Records website, chathamnewsrecord.com. And we are joined on the phone by Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record to catch us up and recap the 2020 election as it transpired in Chatham County. Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hey, great, Aaron. Good to be with you. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely getting out and enjoying it tonight before the rain comes tomorrow, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So catch us up on the election. We were following this over the course of the early voting period, but early voting turnout in Chatham County was sky high, especially compared to other counties in the state, even though turnout across the state was really high, even more so in Chatham, and that ended up being the case on election day too, right? So huge voter turnout in Chatham. So definitely a lot of excitement about the election. How did things shake out?
Yeah, definitely. We had almost 84% turnout, and that's, you know, such a remarkable number, obviously, with early voting and the mail-in ballots and so forth. There was a lot of discussion in the presidential race, but yeah, 84%. And, you know, in Chatham County, most of the eyes in Chatham County were on the contested races for the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education. And no real surprises there. Interesting that the Democrats won each of the contested seats in Chatham County. So, you know, you're looking at the Board of Education. So there were two contested seats for the Board of Education, and both the Democrats, who were the incumbents, won those seats. And on the Board of Commissioners, we had three contested seats. Democrats won all three, although one of them, I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about, in just a minute, but Franklin Gomez Flores, but Karen Howard, who is an incumbent commissioner, of course, you know Karen real well. She won the District 1 seat. She beat Jay Stobbs fairly handily, 54% to 46%. And the District 2 seat, Mike Dasher, also won re-election by almost the same percentage. But the most interesting race of all of these five contested races was the District 5 Chatham County Commissioner seat. So Andy Wilkie, who was the incumbent, Andy Wilkie, was actually appointed to the seat just about a year and a half ago as a Republican to fill an unexpired term. He was challenged by Franklin Gomez Flores, and Gomez Flores won the seat. Gomez Flores actually is a Democrat who filed and ran unaffiliated for reasons that we've got explained in the great profile story this week. But he actually won the vote, about 45,000 votes cast. He won by 322 votes. And so that was the big news. He is the first Latino commissioner in Chatham County history. He's only 26 years old. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the big story for us this week. We have a wonderful profile story in the paper this week that you can look forward to.
We were looking at the statewide mm-hmm. picture and the impact of Flores's win. Not only is he the first Latino on the Board of County Commissioners in Chatham County, he's one of very few Latinos ever to get elected to any Board of County Commissioners across the state, which was shocking to me, but really underscores what a significant win this is for him.
Well, it was. It was really huge. And, of course, Chatham County is we've talked about a lot, is a pretty divided county. Interesting that Chatham County voted for Hillary Clinton in the last presidential election in 2016. I think the margin was around 54 to 45. Chatham County went for Joe Biden over Donald Trump by roughly the same margin this time. But Chatham County has a lot of red, and particularly if you break down the Gomez Flores Andy Wilkie race, you break it down by precinct. It's really interesting to see that the larger the precinct, the more likely that precinct was going to sway Democrat. And so Gomez Flores, if you look at the precincts, I think he won only four or five precincts in Chatham County, but they were the big precincts, and that's what got him over the top. And really a fascinating character. He's again, the profile story that we have in the paper this week is interesting. But he actually sought a Siler City Commissioner seat and lost, got only about 9% of the vote just a few years ago. got appointed to the planning board and has been very, very active and very visible in the community. And it's a well-deserved win for him. Of course, now with the his winning margin less than 1%, Andy Wilkie may or may not call for a recount or a runoff. We don't know yet. He's not talking to us. He's not said publicly what he's going to do. But the canvassing that will take place Friday will really kind of solidify that. And from what we understand from people we've talked to with the Board of Elections, it's unlikely that 322-vote margin is going to change much with the canvass. But it will see. But again, the expectation is that Flores is going to take the seat.
So what's the story behind running unaffiliated as opposed to as a Democrat?
Well, he actually, when he decided to seek the office, it was really a timing issue for him. He had to have been a Democrat for more than 90 days to actually file as a Democrat, because when he registered to vote, he registered as unaffiliated. So he could not get on the Democrat ticket. He actually ran with Mike Dash and with Karen Howard. The three of them ran as a group, just like the Republicans did, even though he is on the ballot actually as an unaffiliated candidate, but he is a registered Democrat.
Speaking with Bill Horner, Chatham News and Record. Again, chathamnewsrecord.com for more local news, including recaps and news and analysis of the 2020 election locally and statewide. And I mentioned analysis because we spoke with Lars Dolder last week, and he's got a piece up this week now about the impact and kind of trying to analyze the results of the election. What's the gist of that article?
Well, I tell you, that would take about 30 minutes. and you know, I know you had Lars on last week.
Right.
He did just an amazing job with this story. And I tell you, I would really encourage everybody to pick up a copy of the paper to read it, because he talks to three different kind of local political experts, just kind of breaking down the Chatham County vote. It's so interesting, because all around us, the counties, not all around us, but a couple of our neighboring counties went pretty heavily for Trump. So he talks to, one of the people he talks to is Ronald Hinckley, who is a someone who served as an advisor, a pollster to President Nixon, President Ford, President Reagan, and President George H.W. Bush. He lives in Chatham County, and he goes into depth with Mr. Hinckley about why pollsters are getting things wrong, and the fact that we've got such a divided electorate that the polling, the way that we've been doing polling, just doesn't work anymore, because North Carolina is just different. And he has a couple of other interviews. One of them is with Mike Rusher, who was with the Results Company based in Raleigh. Mike used to work for the Republican Party, and we've done some stories with Mike before. And he also talks to Randy Bowler, the former Pittsburgh mayor, who's also a former Democratic Party chairman for the state of North Carolina, just really kind of breaking down why the polls were so wrong and why North Carolina tends to vote the way it does. You know, there's not much straight party voting anymore. People are really willing to split their tickets between Democrats and Republicans. So Lars just did a masterful job with his story, so I encourage everybody to read it.
Speaking with Bill Horner, and again, chathamnewsrecord.com for more local news. So what else is in the news? We're on the other side of the election now, so what else are you following?
Well, we've got on our opinion pages this week, we've got some really nice insights related to the election. But one of the stories, of course, we're following is COVID and its continuing impact. And Mike Zelick, who is the interim chairman of the health department, has a really nice opinion piece for us about thinking about gathering together for Thanksgiving. But we're also still chasing the story about the cyber incident that has impacted Chatham County's government system. So, as you know, there was an incident. The county, understandably, is not saying a lot about it, but it's impacted the phone systems, the email system, and a lot of the web-based systems. So the county is really in the process of kind of rebuilding its network. They've had to all create alternate email addresses, and they're not telling us a lot. We've got a statement from Dan LaMontagne, who's the county manager, in this week's paper, as we continue to follow this. This, of course, broke on October 28th, so we're almost 2 weeks out. And the main thing we've been talking to the county about is whether or not the FBI is involved in the investigation, and whether or not the incident involved a request for a ransom. county's not confirming or denying that, but they are hard at work in trying to get this thing fixed and getting it addressed. And they have made some nice workarounds for county residents to be able to follow the situation online. So you can actually go to the website, ChathamNC.org, which is the county's website. So if you go to ChathamNC.org/cyberincident, there's kind of a directory and an FAQ about what happened.
So are services still interrupted? Are county officials able to do their jobs at this point?
They are, you know, so what's happened is, you know, you think about phone service being down and email being down mm-hmm. and computers being down. So my understanding
I'd go to lunch at that point.
Well, I think a lot of the key county employees have gotten cell phones to use. They've created alternate email addresses, and some of them have gotten temporary different laptops to use. And so county services are happening. Communication services are down a lot. It's really hard to get a hold of county folks directly just because they're having to build so many workarounds. So it's something that they're working on very, very hard. I think that there's going to be a lot that's going to come out about this, you know, in the coming days and weeks as we kind of find out exactly what happened. But, you know, I know a lot of folks who work in county government, hats off to them, because if you, for those I know who are impacted, it has really, really affected the way that they work. And, it, you know, if you've ever had your computer go down at work, you know what a hassle that is. If you just have it down for one day and they're now a couple of weeks into this.
All right, you can head online and get more news from Chatham County at the Chatham News and Records website, chathamnewsrecord.com. Subscribe there and get more local news 24/7. Bill Horner, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good to be with you.